Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just a body punch? I was hitting him with body punch and I heard him actually was crying there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
let's go, champ.
It's the champ. It's the champ. You know who it is. Ness GTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter, on all forms of social media. Bomb Squad. We back, baby. Another immediate reaction show. And this time we want your immediate reactions to the fantastic heavyweight matchup that took place today in New York City, Brooklyn Barclays Center. Deontay Bronze Bomber Wilder versus Lewis King Kong Ortiz. It was a fantastic matchup. Ended in a 10th round knockout with Wilder being the 40-0 champ. Let's head on out to the Golden State to my co-host, the Hipster Hunter.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a blip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, this is your hate. I mean, they've been talking online for months and months, if not years and years and years. This is the fight. And I already see the narrative being formed on social media in the comment section. Oh, Ortiz was old anyway. Ortiz was a bum anyways.
Bullshit. He didn't fight like an old guy.
I know, but unfortunately, the haters are already coming out. The haters are already setting up the narratives. It's unfortunate. This was a really good fight. Even though it had a slow start, this fight was entertaining. There's back and forth drama on both sides. I really liked this fight. It may not have been the nonstop action and back and forth that was AJ Klitschko, but this was right below that in terms of entertainment for me. Deontay Wilder getting the comeback victory, the comeback KO, that brutal uppercut, man. Just salute to Wilder, salute to the champ. And let's hope we get AJ Wilder after AJ whooped Parker later this month. So can't wait to chop it up with the callers, Ness, and with you.
Matt, so how afraid were you that I was going to commit suicide?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far because that's pretty far. But I'm like, oh, no media reaction show tonight.
No, I think I would have did it because
the people
would have been, you know, like they would have wanted to have me walk down that, you know, virtual walk of shame.
Yeah, you were mad nervousness.
Yo, they wanted to do me like in Game of Thrones, the way they did Cersei and shit.
Shame.
You know? Shame. Shame. You picked Wilder. And it's like, damn. Yo. Back to the drawing board. Really, that's my immediate reaction. Back to the drawing board. We have to come up with plans B and C and even D. It can't just be the right hand. Back to the drawing board. Now, maybe I'm being harsh. Maybe I'm being rough because not only was this his toughest test, but it was also a southpaw. So that's two tests in one, you know? Maybe his toughest test being an orthodox fighter wouldn't have made it this difficult for him to establish a little better range because he'll be able to land that jab better.
I don't know about that. I think you put Ortiz as an orthodox fighter, he still gives a hell of a fight. I don't think that matters at all. I think Ortiz was a significant test. I think Ortiz was a top five heavyweight in the world, and he showed that. And like we said, I don't know if we said on air, like Ortiz is not, he didn't show his age in this fight to me. Yeah, he got tired in the 10th round, but he's a big fucking heavyweight who's almost 38, 40 years old.
And bouncing on his toes probably didn't help him, Matt.
And honestly, though, for everyone saying that Ortiz was slow feet, he arguably was light on his feet than Wilder. Wilder just is overall just way faster than him. Being on his toes, Ortiz was much more on his toes than Wilder throughout the fight. Ortiz was bouncing around, boxing well. A lot of shots to the body that I thought landed, I thought scored, I thought were effective. And he hurt Wilder in, I think it was the 7th or 8th round. I thought it was a really good performance by Ortiz. Even when he got hurt, I thought it was a really good performance by Ortiz. He boxed beautifully. He just tired out at the wrong point. Wilder recovered at the right point, and Wilder's power just took over. He sensed a faded, tired, you know, bruised up Ortiz, and he went in for the kill once he got his wits about him from being hurt. And we saw what it was. We saw that Wilder's power is that equalizer that he talks about, that everyone talks about. And you cannot deny that that power is fight changing. That is fight altering. That it can affect guys that are as tough as Ortiz. Because we were mentioning in the live fight chat, go check that out if you want to, you know, listen to another broadcast instead of the Showtime broadcast team.
Ortiz, so you hear how Matt, you know, sounds like a little girl when Wilder got punched. He's like, oh my God, this was crazy, Matt.
He's hurt. Ortiz got him. Hold him.
Let me tell you something. Wilder's probably never going to be my friend because I said that the ref cheated that round. Because you could arguably have stopped the fight. Wilder was I got to watch it again. But it looked like he was not answering those punches back in that particular round.
It was, arguably, but if I was a ref, I would have kept it going because I knew
that's what they do, though, right? I mean, give the champion a chance.
And you just, when you have that big of a fight, the refs do let him go off a little bit more. Similar to like playoff games for other sports, the refs usually are a little more lax on you know, borderline rules that no one really cares about. I think that, again, Ortiz's recovery ability kept him in this fight for as long as it did. Because when Ortiz was initially hurt and knocked down, and in the follow-up round, his chin was amazing. The shot that put him down was...
Whoa, tennis. Because you want to talk about chins, whoa. Wilder demonstrated... Wilder's chicken legs and Wilder ain't got no chin and Wilder will go down. Brother, he showed an iron chin.
He did. I mean, he didn't go down. I mean, yes, he was significantly hurt and he was dazed for other rounds. And if Ortiz had maybe more cardio, he could have jumped on Wilder in that 8th or 9th round and maybe finished him, but he didn't. Wilder was able to recover. He did.
That right hand, left hook that sent Ortiz down, crazy. If Wilder just practiced on technique just a little bit, man. If he just practiced on technique just a little bit.
Some more defense, obviously. Keeping his hands up, you know, like that is just is still a big concern. Yes, it's a style thing for him, but when he's in the phone booth, you cannot keep your hands down when you're hooking with a guy. Technically, you cannot do it. I'm sorry.
You're talking about phone booth, brother. Ortiz showed me so much skill on the inside. When he had Wilder hurt, babe, hit the number one. When he had Wilder hurt, I was just like, what the fuck? I thought he was going to take him out completely because he was like a complete package. He hit him to the top with the straight left, fucking threw the uppercuts. He ripped to the body. He fucking shoved him. I mean, Ortiz did everything right except actually get the stoppage. And that was, you know, credit to Wilder's chin. But damn, Ortiz put it together in that round.
You can tell that Ortiz had 400 plus amateur fights and Wilder had 30. You know, you can tell the difference there in terms of how they can mix up combinations on the inside, how compact they are, how can they find different angles. I mean, Wilder, while being a very unorthodox fighter and having some tools in his tool set, doesn't have a lot of tools. Ortiz had more tools tonight. He just wasn't able to capitalize on it the way he could have.
That's where it showed for me where Ortiz had more tools in that tool belt that we're talking about. This metaphorical tool belt was when in the positioning, in the placement of the fight, like he was able to, you know, like I kept saying it over and over in our live fight chat. Head on over to iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever our podcasts are found, or right here on YouTube. He was able to put Wilder in certain places without even throwing punches, Matt.
And it's a simple thing how he did it. He fought for that outside foot placement much more than Wilder. And even in a little bit, when you throw a jab, per se, whether it be the body of the head, when you're fighting a opposite stance fighter, you're supposed to go at an angle to get that outside placement. You're not supposed to go directly at the guy.
No! No!
Oh, let me finish. I don't know what you're talking about. Wilder would go straight at Ortiz with his jab, sometimes even putting his foot from outside on the inside at times. I mean, Wilder was a little more concerned about the punch than the footwork when it came to the offense.
I think you were wrong about only one small thing, okay? And that is that Ortiz won the battle of foot placement. Maybe he did what he was supposed to do in terms of closing distance or whatever. But remember, I kept making note of how Wilder was staying on the outside of the foot.
And I'll be honest, I disagree with that assessment. I think maybe you need to go back and watch again. Maybe I need to go back and watch it again. Again, there's so much happening.
You never made note of it during the live fight at all, whereas at least I was.
I did, but I think you talked over me and you didn't hear me. And I just,
yeah.
It does happen sometimes. But it's okay. I think that, again, if you watch the fight when either guy was implementing offense, one kept in mind foot placement when it came to outside foot placement. One, to me, did not. That's a simple thing that you can fix.
I would agree with that.
That Mark Breland could fix, and JD's, they can easily fix that in a training camp.
I don't know that they can fix it, Matt. Come on, Mark Breland being who he is, and it hasn't been corrected yet.
Okay. I'm glad you said that because it sparked something in my mind. Mark Breland's a very soft-spoken guy. He is not a dominant person in a room, in my opinion. With Wilder, I think you need somebody a little bit more, I don't know. It's somebody more in charge. I understand that Wilder is the guy in his camp. He's in charge of his camp. Almost like that Mayweather, you know, sense. But I feel like he needs that strong coach, that strong trainer with a deep knowledge of boxing that is very adamant and rigid about his training camps. I feel like that would benefit Wilder in a way. I know that's not what he's used to and that's not normal and that's probably something he will never do. But on a personal level, I would like to see what that would look like.
You know, we see him do pad work at these media workouts, but when we're in the camp, we don't really see much pad work. I think that they need to implement it just a little bit more. That'll probably straighten punches out and get help with the accuracy.
Definitely. Mitt work and pad work, and it can definitely help with your technique, your punching combinations, your variety of punching combinations, thinking about angles, how to set it up. I definitely agree with that.
Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. This is our third, I believe, spontaneous show of the day. And subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you can get those notifications every time we go live. I guess the million-dollar question, Matt, is how much of what Luis Ortiz did today do you feel Anthony Joshua can do better?
Well, I mean, I've always said that Anthony Joshua is a pretty phenomenal mid-combination counterpuncher. That is really his bread and butter. That even though he's this big, hulking guy with some power, he's kind of like an Ortiz. Like, he wants to counter you mid-combination. He's not a guy that really loves to walk a guy down and be a triple G. That's really not him from what I've seen. I see a guy that likes to sort of work on the outside a little bit and sort of just circle and then wait for you to throw that combination and counter you and land that big shot. I see that. I see a lot of shades of Ortiz actually in Joshua. So I think Joshua can definitely capitalize on the timing that Ortiz was able to find. Able to capitalize on the poor defense of Wilder, especially mid-combination. That was, I think, his biggest flaw tonight with Wilder. That continuously he would go in there in the phone booth and throw with absolutely reckless abandon, no defense in mind. That to me is something where AJ can definitely capitalize on and potentially win. That Wilder needs to have a different mindset of how to fight on the inside. He needs to be a little more controlled, a little more composed in there. You know, he was getting a little bit overzealous, I think is how you described it on the live fight chat at times. He would get a little bit too wild at times. And he still has that problem, especially in the phone booth. And that is his kryptonite.
I don't think that Anthony Joshua would have the same success because, again, the southpaw, man, it's a southpaw. And it's always considered an issue for an orthodox fighter for a reason. I think that Wilder's jab, I have the fight plan here in the background as we're watching, as we're talking. And his jab isn't able to be as effective. And when the jab isn't effective, the 1-2 isn't going to be effective because guess what? You're not able to blind your subject. The jab is to blind the subject so he doesn't see the right hand.
I agree with that technical analysis, but the defense of Wilder still makes him susceptible to a right hand from an orthodox fighter. The fact that his lead hand is down in that way makes him 100% susceptible to an overhand right by Anthony Joshua or any orthodox fighter. Per se. So just because the angle switch and the stance switch, the power hand is still open. Wilder's defense is still susceptible there. There are still flaws and holes there that he needs to correct. And yes, his power gets him out of fights. But eventually in his career, he's going to find somebody that can match him for chin and take his shot. Eventually he will. We know that. That's just the laws of boxing, the physics of boxing, so to speak.
Yeah,
right?
But Matt, that's the thing. You see, when you make a soup, you don't just say it's a beef soup, you know? You add a little bit of, you know, fucking potatoes and carrots and things like that, right? So does Joshua have all of that? And I think not. Why? Because where Luis Ortiz showed a chin to a certain point till he couldn't take it anymore, Wilder showed the chin. He didn't go down. He looked completely dead, walking dead, actually. Wait a minute. I just want to get to my point. Okay. He didn't go down, right? So what I'm saying is one man could take the other man's shot. At least thus far, in the chin category, you got to give, if this is Street Fighter, Wilder gets all the green boxes on the motherfucking chin and the power now. And if him and Joshua exchange right hands, we have to believe that Joshua will go down. Why? Because Vladimir's put him down. He's been down in the amateurs. This little guy, this little 19-year-old heavyweight from the UK, Daniel Dubois, put him down in sparring. And then we also seen him, Dylan White, shake him up. I mean, I don't know, Matt. Writing's on the wall.
Again, I would argue that AJ hits harder than Ortiz. I would also argue that Klitschko is a harder hitter than Ortiz. So I think taking a shot from Klitschko and recovering from it, even though being knocked down, but recovering from it, is still arguably, I'm not going to say I argue it, but it's still arguably better than surviving an Ortiz onslaught, just because the power is so different.
Let me ask you something with this tennis right here.
Yes.
Who have you seen survive a Wilder right hand?
Stavern in the first fight. Right, I mean that's the answer.
If you call staying behind your armor survive, yeah, you made it home. You made it home.
That is the word survive. It can happen, especially if Wilder.
Yeah. Well, AJ ain't gonna win a fight doing what Stavern did in the first fight. Come on, Matt. Let's be realistic.
But let's be realistic here. Even though the three official judges had Wilder up by one round going into, I think it was the 11th round, which is a little bit. I'm not going to say suspect because that implies corruption. I'm going to say that seems inept right there. That doesn't seem right. Steve Farhood had Ortiz ahead by a few points, I want to say. Ortiz was winning this fight. It's still possible that if you just survive those right hands and last it, you can outbox Wilder. You can outwork him and win rounds and win a fight. That is still possible. Right? I don't think that can be argue. You may say it may not happen. That's fine. But the point is still there that it's possible that that can happen, that somebody can survive these right hands, weather the shot, recover from the shot, and outwork Wilder, even hurt Wilder, and win rounds.
Again, orthodox versus orthodox, I don't think that you find a as inactive Wilder. I just don't think so. I think that the jab becomes a more effective tool.
Was Gerald Washington,
The jab is nullified versus the southpaw, but we don't got to go back and forth. Listen, those are my final thoughts on it. It was a ridiculous scare. I did think the ref could have easily stopped in whatever round that was. Was it the seventh or whichever? I thought, oh, shit, the ref's going to step in because this guy's not responding. But he suffered adversity. Didn't go down. Come back. Got the win by knockout. Spectacular knockout. Just happy to be able to watch this fight and be a part of not only this fight, but the making of the next. And I cannot wait for One Name, One Face, One Champion documentary.
Yo, everyone gets it wrong but me and Wilder. Dude, it's sad. It's sad, man.
Once part two comes out, meaning... I guess it's going to be One Face, One Name, One Champion, The Unification, or Undisputed would be the name of our next documentary that we do. If you haven't checked it out, head on over to the YouTube channel or theboxingvoice.com/video and check out the documentary. It's a 3-part series, episodes 1 and 2 plus an epilogue. We got a shitload of callers. So Matt, I'll let you say any final thoughts you have before we get to our callers who could easily jump in on this conversation by dialing 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline, where we're talking Deontay Wilder defending his WBC title versus what was known as his most dangerous opponent. And I think Luis Ortiz did a good job of making the critics correct on that analysis, Matt.
Final points, I should say, before we head into callers. Just a quick sort of notes to the callers, so to speak. If you call in and say that Ortiz was, you know, 50 years old, Ortiz took a dive, you know, the judges were paid off. If you say any of those things, I hope you realize that I think you are a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist nut. I may not respond to each and every one of you, but I want each and every one of you to know that you are crazy. Let me go to callers.
Before we do, we're going to go to our sponsors really quick who help us keep the lights on.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Matt, we're going out to, what do we got here? I think, wasn't Hakeem one of those wild, he picked Luis Ortiz, right? Luis, Hakeem.
Yo, what's going on?
Didn't you pick Luis?
No, I didn't. I said that I wanted Wilder to win so that he can have the AJ fight, but I said that I was worried for him, which I was proven right because, you know, he was rocked. And for a moment, especially in the seventh, I thought he was going. I thought he wouldn't make it back. But here's the thing that you need to know, right? AJ is taller than Ortiz, you know, height, you know, and has a better reach and he's quicker. Do you understand? And I believe he's more powerful and AJ is more athletic and he's younger. He's much fitter than Ortiz, and he wouldn't let Wilder off the way Ortiz did. Do you understand? Like, Ortiz had Wilder. He could have finished him off, especially when they came out in the eighth, but he didn't have it in him. I think it was either the age or the stamina, or maybe it was just the orthodox style of Wilder that put him off. But with AJ, AJ is a pure boxer. AJ is really good, and I think you underestimate AJ's skill and power and speed and athleticism. And I think you put Joshua in the ring with Wilder, and Wilder making the mistakes that he did against Ortiz, he won't last. And you need to understand that Joshua is a good counterpunch, and Joshua's proved through his career he can fight, he can pick you off at range, and he can fight in the pocket.
Hey,
and,
Mr. AJ Protector, you got a minute talking about AJ. Are we going to talk about Wilder, or are we going to talk about Anthony Joshua? Because he fights the 31st.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say, that this fight proved one thing, and it proved that Wilder, even though he's got a good chin, he's got heart, and he's powerful, you put him in the ring with AJ, he won't last. And you was just basically, you've been saying how...
So wait. Explain to me who we've seen AJ outbox.
Everyone, other than Klitschko. I think Klitschko outboxed him, but we all know that Klitschko is one of the best pure boxers we've seen in a very long time in terms of heavyweights. Other than that, pretty much everyone he's been in the ring with, he's outboxed them as well as outfighting them, unless we've been seeing different fights.
Yeah, I definitely ain't been watching your fight. What about you, Matt?
Look at the fight with what's his name, Dylan White.
Matt, you gonna step in?
Again, he's on Skype, so I don't know if he can hear me sometimes. Caller, I'll say this. Ortiz has 400 amateur fights. Joshua, while having a gold medal in a year that was very light, and he arguably lost that gold medal bout, Ortiz is far more prepared and technically sound than Anthony Joshua, because Anthony Joshua had about 50 amateur fights. I mean, you're talking about somebody that had almost 10 times the amount of amateur career and pedigree. To say that Anthony Joshua is far better boxer than Luis Ortiz, I think, is a little bit disingenuous and incorrect.
Well, let's go out to Robert Ortiz. Robert, what's going on?
Duckstar.
Say that again?
No, we're going to Robert, Hakeem. Your time's up.
Yo, what's up, Matt? How you doing? What up, Matt? How you guys doing? What an amazing, amazing fight, man. Last year's fight of the year was a heavyweight fight. This year's fight of the year so far, even though it's still early, but it's certainly going to be a front runner for this year, is another heavyweight fight. And dude, that was so fucking sick, dude. I loved it. I really thought they were going to stop that fight. I thought Wilder was done. I was like, holy shit. And even in the next round, he didn't seem to have his legs back until literally the last second of the round. And then at that point, I said, I think he's back. And he came back after that. And, you know, he started to come back. And it was just an incredible fight. You know, I think at this level, man, we're just grasping at straws here, man. At that level of the game, there's just anything can happen, man. One punch could change everything. I don't think there's one guy that stands levels above the rest. I think, you know, AJ has the most tools in his tool belt. You know, I think he's shown it all. But Wilder might be a one-trick pony. He does that sort of left pawing, kind of almost a little bit like a hook, but he really is just kind of trying to pull your hand down. If you watch the Malik Scott fight, that's literally what he does. He doesn't throw a jab. He pulls your hand down that you're using to cover up, and then he brings the right hand behind it. And he's just like, that's his one trick, but it fucking works. And it works at this level. It can work against Anthony Joshua. And I'm stoked to see that fight. But honestly, I don't even need to.
All right, guys, listen, we cannot be doing that shit. That was about a minute and 45 seconds there. We're definitely not going to stick around that long. We're going to drop this down to 45 seconds per caller, Matt. And actually keep it moving from there. Rob, I love you, but I got to sleep. It's the East Coast over here. So we're going to go to Russia. Nice early in the morning. Alex, talk to me.
Yeah. Can you hear me, guys?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Yeah, what's up? I actually didn't wake up in time, so I kind of missed almost the whole fight. And I got up, I turned on the TV, and it was already round number 9. I was like, oh, fuck. Ortiz must be outboxing him. And so I thought it was heading to disaster, and then next round he's getting knocked the fuck out. So I happy that happened. But I heard commentators said that round number 7 was crazy, and Wilder almost got stopped. So I'll have to go back and rewatch the you know what happened there. I'm pretty sure you were losing your shit watching it live, huh?
That is definitely what happened. I thought the 7th round, I believe it is, I thought that the referee could have stopped the fight. Listen, Alex, I'm going to keep these calls moving. We're going out the legendary boxer. Talk to me.
Guys, the last thing I remember is AJ got dropped by a 42-year-old coming off a 17-month layoff. I didn't see Wilder get dropped. He just got hurt, and he was tired. And Showtime also mentioned that he was dealing with the flu or whatever. That's why he was so light. So I'm sure coming from the Alabama Heat to the New York, he probably messed up his body and shit. Also, fucking AJ got dropped like a fucking set of bricks by Vlad, and Vlad looked slow in that. And Wilder, Ortiz's speed was on point tonight. What did you think, Matt? What did you think about Ortiz's speed tonight?
I thought his footwork was pretty good. I thought he was light on his feet. at times. I thought he would try to sort of dance around Wilder. I thought he did pretty good.
What about his hand speed? Because at some points, I felt like his hand speed was just as fast as Wilder's, if not faster. I don't know.
Ortiz 100% showed up tonight as a great B-side, a great foil to Wilder tonight. I thought he
wasn't coming off of a 17-month layoff like a 42-year-old Grandpa Vlad. So let's mention that every time these guys mention
oh, my God.
You know? Let's mention
but then we can mention that.
All right, legendary boxer. It is.
But then we can mention that Vladimir Klitschko is a Hall of Fame heavyweight. Luis Ortiz is not.
No, but all he's doing is the same thing that Hakeem just did, but the opposite, you know, side. It's like.
Yes.
You know, whatever. We're going to go to Kansas City. Mac, 45 seconds. Let's go. Talk to us.
Yeah, man. Like I said before, to neutralize all that bitch made old ass hating. I don't want to hear all that Ortiz stuff. We already saw what happened. Amateur stuff, it helped, you know. Matt said you got to come at angles. It was a softball. But it was Bay of Pigs, and Wilder pushed the button, nuclear weapons. Josh was going to get it, too. All that compensation, all that technical. Just like Matt said, he had, what, 400 amateur background fights?
Mm-hmm.
Josh will come get you some. That London Bridge is coming down. And I'm sorry, Ness, that first round was kind of disrespectful to Ortiz. Because he had that amateur background.
Cut it. I hate you, Kansas City, Mac. I know, man. Listen, I was shooting for the stars. It was definitely the wrong motherfucking thing to do, but.
Yes, it was. We have a mastermind on the line. Don't know what a mastermind is? Go to patreon.com/theboxingvoice to find out what that is and support your favorite boxing podcast.
And cut the line on a busy show like this one.
Ron from Oakland.
Yo, what's up?
What up?
Hey, all right, I'm just calling in. I'm not going to do the left and right stuff. I'm not going to defend AJ. I'm not going to go defend. I'm just going to strictly talk about the Wilder fight. And I wanted to talk about the great things that he showed. We all saw, you know, he got dropped. Great chin, man. I swear I thought the ref was going to stop it, too. I was sweating bullets. Like, come on, man. This is going to mess up the whole division. That's how I thought. But he held in there. He got a great chin, man. Holy shit. He didn't go down at all. And that right hand, he got those right hands in. Man, for someone who's been critiqued for not being technical, and there's a lot of things fundamentally he can always work on. That right hand could break someone's jaw even when they're blocking. And if he lands directly on the temple, look.
Cut it.
Jay in Orlando, you're up.
Yo, I should have stayed with my original prediction. Talking to you, you made me pull it up earlier because, you know, rarely I called in and I said the 7th to 9th round. So I would have been off by one round. I wouldn't change anything in that fight, man. He dug deep, man. He did exactly what I want a champion to do. And Matt, remember we were talking about Black Panther and we were talking about Killmonger and all that stuff like that. Yo, he showed that he was Black Panther tonight. Yo, he dig deep. That was nothing but pride that just kept him in that fight. That's what I got to say, fellas.
Yo, all he needed was the Black Panther mask, man. He was doing the fucking pose and everything. Why wasn't Chadwick Boseman?
You guys are rotten Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman there to give him the mask in person.
You guys are rotten Black Panther. Listen, I want to tell Ron, is he still on, Matt? Ron in Oakland? Don't bring him on. Just is he still on to hear the message?
He is on.
All right. So, Ron, remember that you get boomerang status because of your Patreon tier level. So just press 1 now to get out of the queue and press 1 again when you're ready to speak for the second time. And really quick, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that this show is sponsored by Ruthie's Original Pasteles. She caters to the tri-state area and... You want to support the Pastele company. Why? Because it is Castle Hill Gill. He is the New York City ambassador. Anybody that comes from the West Coast, Canada, anywhere you come from and you land in New York City, definitely Castle Hill Gill caters to you because he is TBV's East Coast ambassador. Head on over to Ruthie's Pasteles at www.ruthiespasteles.com or orders at ruthiespasteles.com or you can call the number 917-568-1195 or even follow him on Instagram at Ruthie's_Pasteles. Let's go out to West Africa to my friend Muhammad. What's going on, Muhammad?
Yo, yo, this is what legacies are made of. Just imagine one thing. When he got hurt, Wilder, when he got hurt, what must have been going through his head? Am I going to be exposed? Everybody's going to come down on me. I'm going to lose a big money fight. He pulled through that. He showed the will of a champion. And just for that, he's the most avoided heavyweight in the world. That's all. I mean, the will is what I take from the fight tonight. The will not to lose and the will to win. He put a lot of pressure on himself and he came through. And for that, I thank him. That's what I like about boxing. That's it.
Muhammad, thank you for calling in. We're going to go out to Boxing JD. Talk to me.
Hey, what's up, Nez? What's up, Matt?
What's up, brother?
I know we got to keep it short and sweet, and I'm probably not going to call into the show tomorrow. That's why I want to call in right now. But I think this is the perfect performance for Wilder in terms of getting the biggest name on his resume and showing people that he has heart. But it's also good for Eddie Hearn and for Anthony Joshua because now Wilder is seen as a very entertaining opponent with obvious flaws in his game. And he did probably a huge gay. There's probably going to be, you know, close to a million people watching on Showtime tonight. I think this is a win-win for Wilder and also for, you know, Anthony Joshua. And as far as I can tell, it's a 50-50 fight, to be honest with you. That's my opinion. That's a 50-50 fight now.
Well, all right, Boxing JD, TV's very own boxing lawyer there. Let's go out to
Hold on. I know you want to get out of here because it's late, Ness. I know. But he brought up a great point. Did Wilder getting hurt in this fight and being the entertaining fighter with flaws, as Boxing JD did say, does that make Hearn and AJ more willing to take the fight? In your eyes, Ness?
Hello? Does that make Hearn take the fight? I don't know. I don't know.
No wild speculation here, nothing.
I just don't think so because they see he has a chin. Like, listen, Ortiz had him out. You call me a fanboy, and I don't mean you. I'm speaking generally, right? I was scared. I thought the ref could have legitimately stepped in. So they seen that. They seen, like, if we don't get a fucking ref that's going to step in, this guy, you got to fucking hit him with a Mack truck to get him out of there. And if you don't, he has the power late to still stop you, hurt you badly. Nah, they're going to keep doing the Duck Star Nation.
Ness, do you have Canadian Bob Arum's intro in the new soundboard?
Do I have Canadian Bob Arum? Do I?
Or don't you? I'm assuming no.
Wait, I'm scanning through it.
Oh, no, Bobby.
Go through this. He's not here.
Okay, well, Jose from Canada. What up?
Yo, guys, what's going on, man? I may be a little bit echoey here. I'm just doing some rentals here, so there's a little open space. But anyway, just wanted to say that, in my opinion, man, I just got to echo what everyone else is saying. That's one of the greatest boxing matches, man, I've seen in a long time. What heart, what pride, like, you know, how he dug in deep, man. It was amazing. It was a thing of beauty. And one other thing too, man, I think all props should go to the referee as well, because that referee knew when to step in, when not to step in, when to let the drama continue. He let Ortiz still go on, even though it was a close 9, potentially 10 count. So I think big props gotta be given to the ref there, man. So beautiful fight. I know you guys are busy. Keep going, and congrats to you guys, man. You guys invested a lot of time with the champ, and I'm glad you guys get to enjoy it, man. That's all I got. Peace, boys.
Peace,
all right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for the kind words. Matt, I still have not received the official attendance. I'm actually going to email.
You can email them as I go to the mastermind, as he boomerang backed in. Ron from Oakland wanting another round.
Hey, I love this shit. You guys should definitely support and join the Patreon. I'll make it quick, bro. You brought up a good point about the refs. If you think about it, the AJ fight, the tackling was kind of controversial. How the ref kind of stopped in. He didn't know what he was doing. So if Wilder wasn't that predictable with AJ, I think they would have waved that off easily. That's it. food for thought.
Thank you, Ron. Going to Stainless in Nashville. Another boomeranger. Do you have his intro, Ness?
Let me see.
I think you do. I feel like you've played it.
I feel like you might be
straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the street to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Stainless.
Yo, TBV, what up?
What up?
Yo, I'm watching this shit again. Was that not a good fight, man?
That was a fucking awesome
fight. Oh my God, that was spectacular right there. Well, I would hope that that would answer a lot of people's questions about Wilder. I mean, I'm sure they still got some, and there will still be critics on what he does and how he does it. But hats off to that man. Hats off to Luis Ortiz too. I mean, clean or not, that was a great fight. and that's pretty much all you can say on it, man. Bomb squad, you know, congratulations to Deontay Wilder. I hope now maybe the UK can back off of us for actually praising our champion and defending him when we write, as opposed to just defending him because, you know, because he said something or because he don't say shit. That's all I really got, man. I'm not even going to want to jump back in on my boomerang, man. I just wanted to call him. Like I said, give shouts out to that. Won't be no crow for me tomorrow. Oh, yeah, on that Uzutaki loss. What do you think was going on with Darrell? I know this is the reaction for Wilder.
Exactly, Stainless. It is just the reaction to Wilder versus Luis Ortiz. Sunday, tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, our regular flagship edition of the Boxing Voice. If you want to call in and break down the rest of the card, Kell Brook versus Sergey Rabchenko, any other boxing news of the week or fights, call in tomorrow, 1-425-569-5241 at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Ness, any points, or you want to go straight to another caller? Go.
Hey, okay. Philly, talk to me.
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Yeah. Good performance by Wilder. That's better than him putting him out there in three rounds. He's a southpaw Cuban specialist counterpuncher. The test he needed, what he did was put the ball back in Hearns and Joshua court. And he's doing the smart thing by going out to the UK and being ringside to that fight. If he's at that fight ringside and Joshua come out ahead, no way in hell Hearns and Josh could not fight him next. We want to see Dylan White rematch. Get the hell out of here. Nobody wants to see that. So good performance by Wilder. Can nitpick his technical abilities and all that, but that power is an equalizer. He get a good coach in there that could teach him how to turn the punches over. He'll be better than what he is now. And salute to Luis Ortiz. I hate the fact he was dirty a while back, but he showed something. Tested Wilder what he needed this time in his career, and that's all. He put the ball back in Hearns and Joshua's court. That fight got to happen now. So salute to Wilder. Good win. Big time win.
Thank you, Jay from Philly. Ness, we went to Camstar, right?
What?
We went
no,
to
we didn't. No, we didn't.
Oh. KM Star. Ringer. I apologize. My bad.
It's nope. It's all good. It's late. Hey, so great fight, Ness. I think you're taking a little bit hard, man. I think you're so optimistic going in that you're not giving good credit here. I think this is the type of fight that will make Wilder better. I'm sure we all saw the Joshua fight slipping through our hands. But the reality is that Wilder at least knows how to clinch, which is more than you can say for Andre Durrell, right? If you think about it, like he held on and he didn't go down and he made it through a tough bit of trial and tribulation, but he came out on top. I'm actually very happy with the fight. I think it's better than if he knocked him out in the first three rounds, if you want me, you know, my opinion. And really quickly, I mean, the guy doesn't stand straight up and he doesn't square off. Joshua does. You know, so let's stop making the comparison. Joshua is much easier to hit than this guy was. And I'll end my call there.
Thank you, KM Star.
Thank you, KM Star, for putting Matt in his place.
We have another me in my place. Okay. We have another boomeranger. Ness, please tell me you have the TBV bookies intro, because he will be upset.
Black strike.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh speakerphone brew.
I'm on a beat. Oh, okay. I sound like I'm on a speaker.
You must have got the window open.
I did. I just rolled it up though. yeah, man, what a fight! I was watching it when I was driving. Driving back to the Berg right now. Check my five dimes account, seeing that you hit. So congratulations, won a little bit of money, a little bit of your money back. So wasn't that bad of a night.
I know, man. I wasn't even expecting that. I thought I lost it all. How'd I even win that? What was that bet?
That was remember I told you it's like Geico.
Oh, that was, yeah, but fucking Lenroy got a no contest, man. I thought once Lenroy got the no contest, my parlay went to shit.
Nah, it just can't, it because nobody won. So it like just cancels itself out. So it essentially just became like a one team parlay.
Beautiful.
That's why.
So basically, it all boiled down to betting on Wilder. Always bet on black, baby.
Yeah.
Wakanda forever.
Yo, if Barrera makes it to the decision, I win $5,000. If Bibble wins by decision, I win $5,000 tonight. Harvey Dock, I hope you hear this, and I hope you get gonorrhea in your big toe and die a miserable death.
Why? Because the fights already did happen? Don't tell me. I guess they did.
yeah, that usually happens by now.
Well, Bruce,
yeah,
we're going to get to some others, yeah, brother. Give us your final thoughts on tonight, man.
All right, brother. Fight of the year. I mean,
fight of the year, really?
Heavyweight fight was fight of the year. What? Fight of the decade, bro.
Of the decade?
Dude, people.
Come on.
I don't think, listen.
Don't even fuck with boxing.
Yeah, but listen to this. Listen to this.
Don't even watch boxing. They always talk shit on boxing. They were messaging me tonight saying, dude, that's the most unbelievable fight that I've ever fucking seen.
I don't know, man. I think that the Anthony Joshua, Vladimir Klitschko is more significant. Joshua being a younger champion taking on a legend. Ortiz isn't a legend. I don't know. I don't think you could steal fight of the decade from Joshua Klitschko just yet. But, Bruce, we got to let you go. You got hella background noise. You just rolled your window down. He's suffocating from all them cigarettes, Matt. That's what it is. You got the
window down.
let me go to... I got this intro.
They call me Black Superman.
Classic intro.
What's going on with you, fellas?
What's going on?
Yo, real quick. So I'm gonna take this out. First of all, he was fighting a Cuban. So let's not act like anybody looks good fighting a fucking Cuban. So let's stop talking about how bad he looked. I mean, he was fighting a left-hand Cuban at that. So we got to keep that shit in perspective. Wilder has a lot of fucking flaws. We all know that. But that power, he never got full extension on that punch. And he had Ortiz dancing all over the damn ring. So tonight what I saw, like AJ... I want to see this fight. I'm not going to get into that. That's an entire different fighter. It's a right-handed fighter, and I don't think that he's going to have that positioning. He doesn't have that. There's nothing you can throw at Ortiz that he hasn't seen. That's the thing about it. 400 fights, and last thing, what Wilder is missing that a lot of these guys are fighting because he started so late is his instinct. He doesn't have the instincts of a guy who's been fighting since he was 6, 7, 10 years old. So that's what you see in that ring when people are doing things and it just seems like he can't get that shot off or do it. He doesn't have the instincts that other guys have, but that power it changes everything, man. That's all I have for you, fellas.
Black Superman, thank you for calling in. He's been rocking out with us for many, many years. Always good to hear alumni calls. We're going to Chris in ATL. Talk to us.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
great fight tonight. I got to say, you know, I was a Deontay Wilder skeptic 4 or 5 fights ago, you know, but every fight he shows that athleticism, his reflexes and his power, I think it's just too much for any heavyweight on the scene today. They don't have the fitness to last with this guy. This guy can knock you out in the 10th, 11th, 12th round. Yes! And it was just a great yes! fight. And for all those people, yes! all those people who try to downplay Ortiz before the fight, Ortiz was undefeated. I thought very highly of him. He beat Bryant Jennings. So Deontay needs full credit for beating this great Cuban heavyweight with great skills. He needs full credit for this victory. That's my call, guys. Oh, one last thing. I understand Eddie Hearn now. They better protect that boy Joshua from this dude Deontay Wilder, because this power, speed, it's too much. It's just too much for any one of these heavyweights out there today.
Chris, 45 seconds per caller, brother. Thank you for calling in, even though I hate to interrupt a Deontay Wilder good call. I got to. We're going to go out to the ATL. Milkman, I keep asking you to send me your intro. I guess you lost it, man. I don't know what's up with you, man, but you're dropping the ball. What's going on, brother? How was that fight?
Hey, man. I love the fight. Like you, I was very nervous in round 7. I think it was one punch away from getting stopped, but Wilder, you know, stayed in there like a champ and got the job done. You know, I think I would argue that Ortiz is much more fundamentally sound than Joshua. I don't think a fight with him and Wilder is going to look like this. I would probably say Wilder would win that fight. The power is just crazy, man. I don't know if Joshua has the type of skill set to nullify that. I think his style is more in line with making Wilder. But we'll do a deep dive tomorrow. That's my call.
Milkman, thank you for calling in all the way to ATL, rocking with us. It is 12:35 in the a.m. here on the East Coast. I still got the fight on. It's the 10th round, so it's about to come to an end for me. The number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. We're on drive-by mode, taking 45 seconds per caller, getting your immediate reactions here. I want to send a big shout-out, thank you to Vahals, saying good job on the Wilder mini-doc. Appreciate you guys for bringing us great content or great boxing content. I'm totally dyslexic here, Matt. Help me out. Where are we going? We're going to Mike in New York. What up? But thank you for the super chat, Vahals.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
What's going on? Listen. He dug deep. He didn't go down. And, you know, this dude Ortiz was ripping to the body on the second onslaught. He was going to the body. So all those body shots he ate and still stayed up. And if you notice, he kept going to hold Ortiz to let the ref know, don't stop the fight. Don't stop the fight. So he held correctly. I wish more fighters would just have that instinct to hold. You know what I'm saying? Let the ref know that we good. Mm-hmm. We're still fighting. But, yeah, as far as the AJ fight, so it's going to be a fight of conditioning. Who's more conditioned? I believe Wilder will be there to take him to the deep rounds and knock him out. That's my call.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling in, brother. I was just listening to your podcast the other day, too. He watched Black Panther. Shout out to Mike. Randy Orlando, what's up, brother? Randy in Orlando.
What's up, man? That fight was lit, man. That fight was really good. All I can say, I liked it. Wilder, I was scared for him in the 7th round, so I was rooting for him. Ortiz was fucking him up, outboxing him in the first few rounds. Wilder came back. That motherfucker hit hard, bro. AJ better watch out, yo. AJ got to keep ducking, man.
All right, Randy.
That's about it.
Thank you for
calling.
What up, Randy?
And one more thing. Y'all having the Border Wars over here in Florida?
Yes. Sign up. Registration closes in right. March. It's on the website. Head on over to the website, right, theboxingboys.com. Head on over there, and you can email us and everything from there. We're going to go out to the Skype machine. Daniel Dollar, where are you calling in from?
London, Texas.
London. First time caller. Talk to us, brother.
Yeah, man. Obviously, I just watched the fight. But yeah, listen, what I have to say is quick, innit? Joshua,
can you speak up, my man? We can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Wilder, Joshua is going to destroy Wilder because, yeah, Wilder throws wild hooks, yeah, which leaves him open, and Joshua just has to come with the straight shots, straight down the pipe, the gig, the fight's done. I promise you. Remember I said that? Straight down the double jab right hand.
Maybe you need to watch this fight again. Wilder hit Ortiz with a right hand while Ortiz was shooting the left. His right hand got there first. He hit him on a temple.
Bro, listen. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Wilder, yeah, he doesn't have the boxing fundamentals. Just this has been drilled in Joshua from...
Yo, Anthony Joshua is a fucking anchor, okay? He doesn't move.
And that's why he's going to block that wild right hook that comes through. And he's going to hit him with a straight right.
Block? Are you crazy? This guy's knocking people out who are... He's hitting through your guard. You're out of control. You must be blind.
We'll see, innit? We'll see, August.
We will see. Got to let you go, though. You'll get 45 seconds per call. Thanks for calling in, Daniel Dollar. What is it, Matt?
Also.
Let me troll. Such a hater.
Let me troll.
Oh, go ahead.
To think that all you need to beat Wilder is to throw straight punches. That's all you need to do. Just throw straight punches, and you beat him, right? Like, to say that is ridiculous, that every boxer that he has faced has thrown straight punches at him. Every single one. I guarantee it. Go back to his first fight to Luis Ortiz. Every single one of them has thrown straight punches at him. Guess what? He is still undefeated. You're going to have to add more than just straight punches to beat Wilder. We'll go to the next caller, Ness.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Bruce, man. Came through with the backup bet. Got some of that money back at least, man. Always better on Wilder, that's for sure. Rod in North Carolina, talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm going to kind of repeat what I said in the prediction show. You know, Deontay Wilder has that God-given right-hand power that is a game changer. You know, it trumps the Cuban experience. It trumps his lack of fundamentals. It even trumps him being hurt in the ring because he was hurt. And kudos to the referee, David Fields, which I think he even did the Klitschko-AJ fight when they fought. I think they had the same whiff. And he did a good job in his fight because I thought for a minute there he was going to stop it. And he didn't start. And he didn't stop it. So kudos to him for not stopping the fight. And I'm telling you, AJ is a stiff target. And it will be target practice. And the boxing voice, y'all continue to go down to Wilder's camp because you will be soon interviewing the undisputed heavyweight champ of the world. Like I said in your prediction show, speak it, believe it, and receive it. I'm out.
Rod, thanks for calling in. We're going to Hassan, wherever BA's at.
BA is Baltimore, I believe.
Hello?
Yes, Hassan.
Hey, guys. Hey, Matt. Ness, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Oh, man, that was a great fight, guys. I was impressed with Wilder, his resiliency, his chin. Everything that he showed tonight was impressive, but he definitely did show flaws. Ness, I kind of disagree with what you were saying about Ortiz being the southpaw and giving him an awkward stance. I saw the same thing when he fought Gerald Washington. I just think when somebody throws at Wilder, he becomes tentative with his offense. But Joshua definitely does have something to watch out for because that one-punch knockout power is dangerous. It's going to be an interesting fight. I think it's 50-50. I hope Wilder calls him out when he goes to London. That's all I got, guys. Y'all have a good night, okay?
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Let's see here. Do we got this one, Matt?
Damn. But no, you don't. That's sad. We got Doomy on the line, apparently, all of a sudden.
Yeah, we actually don't have that. What the hell?
That's so sad.
That's what happens when you it's a computer, man. You lost your computer. JP in Long Beach, what up?
bad.
Hey, man. Somewhere Emmanuel Stewart's turning over in his grave right now. Deontay looked offensively flawed, defensively flawed in so many ways. But I will say this, Luis Ortiz has an AKA. Should have been Zach Morris tonight because he was saved by the bell. So I will give Deontay that benefit of doubt. He would have probably got him out of there then. But it did seem like Deontay was convinced he was going to drag him out deep. I just would like to see him set up some kind of fucking shots or do something other than just hold the right hand in the clip all night and rarely let it go. But he did have a sense of urgency towards the end, and he seemed to know he had to get him out of there. Them cards were shit, and it would have been terrible if Deontay won on the decision. It would have been terrible for his reputation. So I'm glad he got him out of there, but he looked horrible defensively and offensively.
Well, all right, JP, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Rel in Detroit. Talk to me.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the Boxing Voice, first of all. I appreciate the opportunity. And I just want to say that I'm Bomb Squad all day. And I just wanted to say Luis Ortiz gave him the best fight of his career. And I respect Luis Ortiz for that. And it just showed that, you know, Deontay Wilder is the great champion that we expected him to be. And I also want to give a reply to some of the previous people who called in. I just want to say thanks to the United States because they see clearly we got a champion. And I want us just to support him like the United Kingdom does, because Anthony Joshua don't stand a chance. No, it is. Yeah, that's how I feel about that. It was a great fight.
All right, we're going to go to another call. Remember, 45 seconds per caller. We're going to Suki on Skype.
Suki, yeah. Great show, guys. First off, I picked Ortiz to win this fight. I had him winning in the seventh round, and I think referee let Deontay Wilder off. If it had been the other way around, I think Ortiz would have been waved off in that seventh round. However, you got to give Deontay Wilder props. The man dig deep. Guy can take a shot. He looked shit tonight. Still tipping to beat AJ. I think he clips AJ and knocks him out. Fury beats AJ, I think, easy. But Deontay Wilder knocks out Fury as well, because he's got that equalizer, and that's it. And what I will say about Deontay Wilder, I loved what he said at the end about Ortiz's daughter and his daughter. And I think that's the only reason why he gave the man a chance. Gave him that payday for his daughter. I respect him for that too. And just before I go, this bullshit about Mike Tyson getting beat by Deontay Wilder, you need to do your homework there, brother. Because there's no way Deontay Wilder on this earth would beat Mike Tyson in his prime.
Says you.
I'll kill that motherfucker.
Says you. Me. We're going out to Alex in Cuba by way of Canada. What up?
Yo, man, that's painful, man. They knocked out two Cubans side by side on the same team, 3 minutes apart from each other. I was watching that side by side, man. That was sad. Fuck, man. That was fucking painful, man. My phone was going out, man. My friend put like $300 on Ortiz. I was like, man, you should have saved that. 300 ain't nothing, but I was like, man, you should have saved that, bro. That was rough. Really,
bro. Well, Alex, man, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going to go to some other callers. Big Nick on Skype, talk to me.
Hi, Ness, can you hear me there?
Sure do.
Can you hear me?
We hear you, brother. We hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I just want to just call him from London, man. I just want to congratulate Wilder on his win. I think it was a great fight. I really enjoyed it. For me, the biggest test in that, or the biggest thing in that fight, is that he definitely passed the chin check for me, which I'm happy with. I was a little bit worried because when in the seventh round, when Ortiz had him a bit unsteady, I was thinking, no, because I don't want to lose this AJ fight. But it did cause me to question Ortiz's power, to be honest, at the same time, because I was thinking in that seventh round, he had him a bit unsteady, but he wasn't dancing all over the place. Do you know what I mean? Not only that, in the eighth round, Wilder was there for the taking, but Ortiz just didn't seem to have the fitness to, or the conditioning to be able to like take that fight on and knock him out. But I just want to, yeah, just want to congratulate Wilder on an excellent fight. He done the business, man, and that power definitely carries through the rounds.
Nick, man, thank you for calling in. Doomy Doomsday showing up late face.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal, most vicious, and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one can stop it. Legs of the conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impeccable. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! Boxingwiz.com.
Thank you for coming to me.
Maddie, Ness. This fight was so much excitement. Why am I getting echo back there?
You're good.
Bros, whoa. When I saw Wilder hurt, all I got to say is that I just had a vision of Ness tearing. But no, all jokes aside, man, he showed he got a chinny chin chin. Damn. He had all Wilder supporters were on the edge of their seats for this one. He went through a battle, man. This is a hell of a fight. Exciting fight, even though at times it seemed to me a little boring. I know you and Ness were talking about, you know, a southpaw being able to nullify a jab from that orthodox stance. And that was the story, basically. I didn't see him having much success with the jab like he's had with other fighters, you know, that are not southpaw. But in any case, his power carried through the rounds even after he was really, really hurt. I'm excited for AJ. And I told you guys, man, Ortiz was dangerous, man. Everybody was talking about, yeah, you're going to knock him out quick. Hey,
don't say you guys. Don't say you guys. Say Ness, because I was on your side. Yeah. I was on your side, Doomy.
Ness thought it was going to be a walk in the park. You thought this was going to be a walk in the park, Ness.
I was on your side, Doomy.
And you know Wilder's my boy.
Yeah, I'm going to go down the first round. I'm going to go down the first round. 2,800.
He was in trouble. Nah, he was.
Yo, let me ask you something. Who made money on this panel off this fight?
Yo, who lost a ton of money, though? Come on.
Who made money on this panel?
I mean, bet you lose.
I didn't bet on this.
Call Bruce after the show and say, thank you, Bruce, for setting up another bet that I didn't tell you to bet for me to make sure I'm okay.
Yeah. No lane. I am in my lane. The winning lane. Money in my lane.
Man.
Direct deposit lane, fam. Direct deposit lane.
Yo, is it enough to come to L.A.? You gonna come smoke an L with me? What are you doing?
No.
Exactly, huh? Ain't that 2,800 that you're talking about?
I'm saying, damn. Everybody don't win 2,800.
Yo, you asked every caller for 5 shows over 3 days.
Yo, you ain't nothing but a hater, man. We going to T. Carter, man. What up, T?
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
Yeah, that fight was crazy. Yeah, Wilder, he can take a punch. I don't think Joshua can do really any better than what Ortiz did. I really don't think he can. Hopefully, they make Wilder a big underdog in that fight. Some of the punches was kind of wide, though, because his arms are so long. I don't think it was intentional, but some of the punches in the end were kind of behind his head. But Wilder's reckless, man. He hit you in the front of your head, the side, the bottom. He can come from anywhere. But great fight, yeah. Wilder, he's the deal. He's the real deal. I can't see Joshua doing any better. It's 50-50, but my money's on Wilder all day.
Well, T, man, thank you for calling in. We're going to Tone from Chicago. Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just got to say it was a good fight. Had me on the edge of my seat. Had my family members on the edge of their seats. This is probably definitely right up there with Joshua versus Klitschko. It's definitely top fight of the year for me so far for 2018. I will say, though, I did lose some money, man. I lost some money betting on Wilder. I had him getting a knockout between rounds 1 through 9. I split the money basically, and those three groups lost it since he got it in round 10. But either way, not even mad, man. That's how good of a fight it was. I'm happy.
Nah. Let me talk to you. Yo, doesn't it fucking suck, right? It feels like we didn't even win. Like, it feels like he didn't win because we didn't win the money, right? That's why I hate fucking betting, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Oh, here goes Matt.
Yeah, no,
Matt,
I hear you, man.
Matt's such a little jerk man. Job. But if I would have won, Matt would have been like, yo, Ness, buy me an ounce.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, that's how he rose. But either way, man, like I said, I'm still happy it was a good fight. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I'll probably win some next time, you know, hopefully.
Yeah,
I'm anxious to see this fight, man. I'm looking forward to see that fight. So we'll see what happens, you know, once challenge. Yeah.
We are about to establish a relationship with a pretty popular betting site. So we're going to need you to call in more frequently and help us out with the right bets here, man. I need to make some funds off of this.
I hear you, man. That's probably the same betting site I use. I mean, they had the same 28-1 odds for round one and all the way through round nine. You know, they had good odds for a knockout, that is. So.
Yeah, they did, man.
Good thing, man.
And I think that's what I should have did, but it went to the 10th. I think by the 10th round, they were only paying.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in the 10th round, they were only paying like 800, and that doesn't cover it. But, Tone, thanks for calling in. Let's go out to Class and Bound in Texas. Class and Bound, talk to us.
Hello, boxing voice aficionados and friends.
Okay, what's up?
Real talk. Let's talk about this. This is fantastic. That was one of the best fights. That for me, that for casuals was great. I actually had some friends over for that. They were on the edge of their seats. That was fantastic. Shout out and props to Luis Ortiz for pushing Deontay Wilder and making him having to dig deep to win that fight. I was really worried. I was sweating bullets. I could have made a puddle of sweat with how much I was worrying. I was like, man, Ortiz is just countering this guy. But Wilder did his thing, man. Also, Beeble looks like a monster. He's going to do his thing. He's going to rule 175. But
yo, you're ruining it for us. We didn't even see it. We didn't even see it. You over here talking
about spoiler. Come on, man. You have to say spoiler. You have to say spoiler. Come on.
There's a title there. There's a title there.
Fight to be excited about. My bad. My bad. Dang. That's all about Wilder. It's all about Wilder tonight, man. Shout out to him, and let's see a unification afterwards. But that's it.
All right, Class and Bound. Thanks for calling in. You had a lot of great energy, though. We did feel your energy, man. Keep it up. Tony in Texas, talk to us.
Yo, first off, I'm going to start with plugging myself, if y'all don't mind. You can catch me on Tony's Review on YouTube. So anyways, let's get into this fight real fast. I'm sorry. This fight was boring. I had Wilder losing the first four rounds because he just wasn't throwing punches just like against Washington. Then, hold on, I'm going to tell you. This power everybody's talking about was not in this fight. If you watch the fight, Ortiz lost by exhaustion. Yes, he got hit, but whenever you see the eighth round, you'll see Ortiz start to run in place. Whenever Wilder's backing up, that's the first time the legs are going. Then, throughout the end of the eighth round, he started to drop his right hand down and closing his chin. Gotta watch that. Ninth round, same thing. Jaw started open, breathing out his mouth. You could tell that Ortiz was tiring out. Now, I will give Deontay credit for having a chin and heart for staying up in the seventh round, because I didn't really think he was rocked that hard. I think he was hurt. But if you watch it again on replay, a lot of the Ortiz swaying him back and forth was shoulder hits. He really wasn't getting to the face. So it's a good thing the ref didn't call it, because I don't think Deontay was in danger of being knocked out at all. But I predicted on my channel that this would end 8th to 10th round KO by Wilder. But anyways, I see a lot of problems for Wilder if he does fight AJ, especially Parker. I think Parker will give Wilder more problems than AJ will. That's my opinion.
Well, all right, Tony, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Dan in Brooklyn.
Yo, what's up, man? I just want to say I picked Ortiz to win. Wilder showed a lot of toughness. Give Wilder a lot of credit for hanging in there. I thought Ortiz showed a lot of guts, and Wilder's better than I thought.
And you can't call anyone a tinfoil headed for saying that the judges were fucking corrupt because they had Wilder ahead. That was it's pretty reasonable to think that that's bullshit. And I still think Tyson kicks Wilder's ass. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Dan, keep calling in. Listen, we're back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's our normal, you know, Sunday show where we discuss all the weekend's fights. You know, Brooke and Rabchenko and everybody else, Darrell, everybody under the sun, will discuss that 7 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Don't forget to drop us a 5-star review if anyone's feeling, I don't know, like being honest and telling the world how you enjoy the show. Let's go to 202. You're up. 202-812. 202-812. First time caller. Going once. Twice. Later. Suleiman Escala, talk to me in New York City.
How you doing, Ness? How you doing, Matt? I just wanted to say one thing. I'm proud to be an American right now this time, and I'm proud to have American heavyweight champion of the world that successfully defended his belt today at this time. He did a fantastic job. He's a great finisher. I mean, he got hurt. He persevered. And at the end of the day, the punishment that he gave this guy was unbelievable. He was landing haymakers. He was hurting the guy. I mean, the referee did a fantastic job, and I hope he continues to strive, you know, and reach to other levels, you know what I mean? And follow, you know, and be a very successful heavyweight and make the American heavyweight division, Americans in the heavyweight division more popular. And you have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out to Igloo in the Super Chat. One name, one face, one champion. And shout out to Michael Lee with the Super Chat. We're going to Southpaw Nation. Talk to us. Remember, the Super Chat is now available on Android and iPhones. So you can definitely show some love to this hardworking YouTube channel. It's basically been live 24/7 today. Southpaw Nation, you're up.
Hey, what's up? Did I not tell you that what was going to happen was going to happen? Did I not predict that? Did I not say that he was?
Hello?
Froze up there, Mr. Nestor.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Sometimes we're still live, actually, on YouTube. YouTube chat, let us know if we're still live. It looks like Nestor Gibbs had some technical issues.
I thought I saw 6,000 live viewing. It's crazy. I don't know. Something happened with my computer right now.
Yes. It definitely looks like Ness had some issues. So we're going to try to figure that out.
Are we still live ourselves right now?
I believe so. Yes, we are. So, Doomy, I believe since this was a Blog Talk call, that Blog Talk may be down as well. And maybe just Nestor Gibbs end. So we might have to wrap up the show here and give our final thoughts. Doomy?
What can I say? Final thoughts? It was. I think everybody expected this fight. I know everybody that was rooting for Wilder was always expecting that quick knockout like we always do because of the power that this guy has. But, we were in for a treat. I personally enjoyed this fight very much. It showed that Ortiz is, even though, you know, he's the older of the many younger heavyweights, he still can bang and, stay in there with the young guys. And I think that he's due his respect. And I'm looking to see him in a great fight with some of the other top heavyweights. Now for AJ, I mean, I know AJ and his camp are probably looking at this fight and dissecting the hell out of it, right, Matt? I mean, they're looking at Wilder and they're saying, "Oh, look at all these holes." So, can't wait to see the blowback from all this after we start hearing what AJ's opinions and AJ supporters and whatnot, and seeing what exactly they have to say about Wilder's performance. I mean, it wasn't his typical.
We've already seen what the narrative is going to be. It's going to be the age. It's going to be that Wilder still looked bad, that he got hit, that, you know, blah, 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 that he got hurt, that Joshua is too technical. We're going to hear that narrative
on display. And I think it's going to be very hard to counter that narrative because there is some truth to it. Wilder did get hurt. Wilder was sloppy. His technique was bad offensively at times and defensively most of the time. I mean, those are fair points to say.
Yeah, I really didn't see the jab working for Wilder this fight as much as I seen in the other fights. I really didn't see him, you know, hurt Ortiz, you know, with the usual shots that might have hurt the other guys that he's fought. So I don't know if it's just Ortiz has one hell of a chin, you know, and just knows how to absorb the punches better than other guys. But he took a lot of the good punches that Deontay had to offer in some of those rounds. But, you know, Wilder's power still managed to get through and affect Ortiz.
I completely agree. Doomy, I'm going to have to jump out right here while you take over. I'm going to try to come back in as lead so I can end the YouTube show.
Okay.
So you just keep rambling on, okay, brother?
Call me the rambler. Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I'm wondering what right now is happening over at the AJ camp and what they have to say about Wilder. Wilder did look like, you know, he was real tentative. AJ's a bigger guy. Let's get it. Let's get that point across right now. AJ's bigger than Ortiz, stronger than Ortiz, and he himself is an Olympian also. Has an amateur pedigree, and you know it's going to be tough to say that Wilder's going to knock AJ out. I'm going to have to say that AJ is going to bring a lot more angles to the table just because of his size and length. So you know Wilder's going to have to make some adjustments, some big adjustments for the likes of AJ, and even a guy like Parker, because you know. A lot of people are writing off Joseph Parker in this AJ bout, but even a guy like Parker, if Parker manages to get through AJ, he's gonna have to be careful, like a guy with like a guy like Joseph Parker. You know, Joseph Parker is real speedy, real fast, and punches hard. Like I said, these are heavyweights that are younger, faster, stronger.
Doomy, I'm back.
You hit me with the DJ Fuzzy Knuckles right now.
The Fuzzy Knuckles.
Yeah.
And I'm in the driver's chair, so we are going to end the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. It's been a great one. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. I'm sorry all the callers out there that we do have to end the show early due to those reasons. But we're going to be back tomorrow, so don't worry about that. 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Flagship edition. We're going to cover all fights this weekend, all topics. So definitely stay tuned for that. Doomy, please give out your social media, where they can find you.
Well, you can catch me on IG. That's Alex_Doomsday_Lainez, L-A-I-N-E-G. Excuse me, L-A-I-N-E-Z. You know I'm tired if I'm misspelling my last name. catch me on Facebook, Alexander Lainez, Twitter, Alex Lainez TBV, and just started a YouTube channel, has like 3 videos. Give me a break, guys. I just put it up. It's Doomsday Chronicles.
If you want to find that YouTube channel along with any other affiliate YouTube channel of the Boxing Boys, go to the featured channel section of on the YouTube channel for the Boxing Boys. You can definitely check out Mixed Combat Radio. TBV casual fan, if you want to see some behind the scenes look on Boxing Fan Apparel, go to boxingfanapparel.com as well. And of course, Doomsday Chronicles. I am Matt, the Hipster Hunter. It's been a good one. Man, what a fight it was. What a day it was. We had the Kelberg fight against Rebchenko. I can't wait to cover that tomorrow. So much to get into.
Good night of boxing, bro.
Great night of boxing. As always, I'm Matt, the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And, of course, go to patreon.com/theboxingvoice if you want to help support the best YouTube channel in the world. Peace.